This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So continuing with the theme here, that is ISM and its manufacturing and services indexes, Kimberly Adams did a story for us yesterday about what seemed like, as of yesterday, the possibility that we're just in for a long, slow period of economic meh, that a recession might just never come. It'll just be slow. But perhaps we were too hasty, because maybe what's happening is that the slow is speeding up. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
The Institute for Supply Management, in their survey, they ask companies questions including just basic stuff like, how's business?
It's tentative at best at the moment.
Eric Harrison is CEO of the J. Renee Group, an importer and wholesaler of shoes, which puts him in one of the sectors covered by ISM's non-manufacturing index. He is worried his business is going to get hammered by the next round of tariffs. So he's not investing in new technology, not hiring new people as much as he normally would.
Just trying to play close to the vest, which unfortunately is what a lot of our customers are doing as well. So it has kind of a ripple effect.
That's the story behind the numbers. The ISM survey of non-manufacturers was the weakest in 2 years. A common theme in the comments: businesses are worried about trade. And that's been true for manufacturers for a while. The big takeaway here is that it is not just them anymore. Sam Coffin is a senior economist at UBS.
Looks as if, from today's data, that the manufacturing weakness is spreading into the rest of the economy.
Take, for example, accommodation and food services, hotels.
Big importers of furniture.
Furniture that's tariffed. This is Anthony Nieves. He helps run ISM's non-manufacturing survey.
And there's food products that they're starting to see increases on, stuff coming in from China.
Higher-priced imports could seep into more of the economy. Ian Shepherdson is chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics.
Not only will the price of retail goods go up, which hurts retailers, but it also hurts everybody else who's selling things to consumers, because people will have less spare cash to spend on discretionary services like entertainment and leisure activities. So it seems to be scaring everyone.
For now, it's possible that the U.S. economy might just be slowing down to a creep. But these numbers are a sign that maybe it is worse than that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.